Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
A topic specific to January today, so if you're listening to this in the future, but this will still help as time goes on for you. So, you know, we go through third, fourth quarter, and we do have people every year drop off on our team. We always have distributors quit during third and fourth quarter. Fourth quarter is always our hardest quarter, and then we go into first quarter, which is our most fun and our biggest. But there is a tendency for leaders to, once we come out of fourth quarter and we come into January, there is a tendency for us to want to reach back out to any of those distributors that may have quit the business, quit their business, quit working the business, or just kind of went MIA for a little while. And I support that. I think it's great. You know, I always, you know me in stories, you know, I go back to Cami Dempsey, and she had to restart her business three times. And once she started it that third time, by the way, Mark made her buy her kit every time. And it was, I think it was still like $199 or $299 back then for the kit. So she restarted, and that third time she restarted, it still took her 6 months to sign her first distributor. So I always go back to that story. And so I do, I support reaching back out to distributors who may have went MIA, quit sometime during the previous year. I think that's a great idea, because what if things have changed and their why has changed, or the timing is perfect now and you won't know unless you reach out. So I do support that. However, what I don't support is continuing to try to pull people who are not motivated and not working. I don't think that any of us leaders should be expending our limited energy and time trying to re-motivate people who are not interested. You know, and there's a difference here. I think checking to see if things have changed and if they really want to give this a go would now be a better time. You know, gearing up for the new year, we're going into conference and first quarter. I think there's a difference between that and trying to coax somebody, convince somebody to give it another go, and then pull them along like you did the first time. So I want to talk about that motivation piece just briefly today, because I want to remind you guys as you're going through this, because a lot of leaders are doing this right now, okay? You're reaching back in, checking to see if it's a better time for people. Remember that trying to pull somebody along is going to absolutely zap your energy. If you can let go of those people, the ones who still right now is not their time, and even if the majority of your team has fallen off, focus on the one or two, even if it's just one or two, focus on the ones who are still in this with you and excited. Focus on that while looking for new. And this, doing this, okay, focusing on the people who want this business is going to give you energy rather than zapping it. So I don't know if I have ever used, I've probably used this example before, but it's my favorite one. It's kind of like, it's a Christian analogy, but it works for the business here. So picture yourself standing up on a box, and there's people, you know, down around you, and the person that you're trying to motivate, you're trying to pull them up onto the box with you, but they are not helping. They're not helping. They're not taking a step up. It's much easier for that person to pull you down off of that box, get you unsteady on your box, and pull you down to their level than for you to single-handedly pull them up on the box with you. It's much easier for them to pull you down. So that's the visual I always have, and we just need to be careful of who we are giving our energy and time to. We are there for every single distributor who wants to, you know, do this business and change their life. But you've just got to be intentional and conscious of where you're spending that time. So remember, you can't motivate somebody who doesn't want to be motivated. So that's the first thing I would tell you today. I have a few more things to talk about when it comes to motivation and us gearing up for this year. So I'll finish this on Friday. But that's the biggest thing I wanted to tell you today. So make sure that you are being careful of where you're spending that time. And remember, If they don't want to be motivated, there's nothing you can do. And it's so much easier for them to pull you down than for you to pull them up. So get rid of that dead weight. Focus on the few that are left. Even if it's one person, guys, focus on that person because they will give you energy. You will get energy from talking to them rather than having it, rather than expending it. So I'll see y'all Friday. Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.